ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 19, The Appearance of Shukdev Goswami, and Text 2 today. Dhruvam tato me krutadeva helanad duratyayam vyasanam nati dirghat Duratyam vyasanam nati dirghat Tadastu kamam hi aghanishkrutaya me Yathana kuryam punareva maddha Very nice. Dhruvam tato me krutadeva helanad Duratyam vyasanam nati dirghat Tadastu kamam hi aghanishkrutaya me Yatha na kuryam punareva maddha Dhruvam tato me krutadeva helanat Duratyam vyasanam nati dirghat Tadastu kamam hi aghanishkrutaya me Yatha na kuryam punareva maddha Therefore, my Krutadeva Helena, because of disobeying the orders of the Lord, Duratyayam, very difficult, Vyasanam, calamity, Na, not, Ati, greatly, Dirghat, far off, Tat, that, Astu, let it be, Kamam, desire without reservations, He, certainly, Agha, since, Nishkrutaya, forgetting free, Me, my, Yatha, so that, Na, never, Karyam, I'm sorry, Kuryam, shall I do it, Punha, again, Evam, as I have done, Adha, directly. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. Please repeat.
King Parijit thought,
due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect some difficulty to overcome me in the near future. I now desire without reservation that the calamity come now, for in this way I may be freed of the sinful action and not commit such an offense again. Please hear. The Supreme Lord enjoins that brahmanas and cows must be given all protection. The Lord is himself very much inclined to do good to brahmanas and cows. Go brahmana hitayacha. Maharaj Parikshit knew all this, and thus he concluded that his insulting a powerful brahmana was certain to be punished by the laws of the Lord, and he was expecting something very difficult in the very near future. He therefore desired the imminent calamity to fall on him and not on his family members. Maharaj Parikshit knew all this, and thus he concluded that the insulting powerful brahmana was certainly to be punished by the laws of the Lord, and he was expecting something very difficult in the very near future. He therefore desired the imminent calamity to fall on him and not on his family members. A man's personal misconduct affects all his family members. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit desired that the calamity to fall on him alone. By suffering personally, he would be restrained from future sins, and at the same time, the sin which he had committed would be contracted so that his descendants would not suffer. That is the way a responsible devotee thinks. The family members of a devotee also share the results of a devotee's service unto the Lord. Maharaj Pildas saved his demon father by his personal devotional service. Maharaj Prahlad saved his demon father by his personal devotional service. A devotee's son in the family is the greatest boon of blessing of the Lord. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shaya. Sapitamena Vyasi Sapadantiyam Vandeham Sri Guruho Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamascha Virupam Sagarajatam Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Parijansaitam Radha Krishna Padan Karuna Sindho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shubhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhishya Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. First three verses of Bhagavatam are really very nice. You know, first verse includes whole Bhagavatam. Second verse gives the way we perform our devotional service, and the third one gives us the fruit of the service. You know. Please recite. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Janmadyasya Yatonvayadi Taratas Vayadi Tarasas Chate Shabhi Nyaswarat Tene Brahmaradaya Adaya Adikavahe Muhyatiyat Surayah. In the second line, Vyas Bhagavan has described very nicely that this is our way, that we imbibe all this knowledge. Tene Brahmaradaya Adikavahe Radha. Means heart. In the heart, as we are aware now, that with the super soul, the super soul is always present. Water. And this is the process even now is working. The super soul suggests us from the heart. Already the correct direction is there in our heart, and always He goads us to behave correctly. And when we commit some sins, again He stops us. But when we stop hearing Him, He keeps quiet. It's like a kind father, you know. Father may have 10 children, 2 children may go out of way. So father suggests that this is not the way. You follow the other brothers. But if they don't hear, then after a while the father stops. And this is our parampara way. We don't depend upon anybody for the knowledge, except Prabhupada's literature. Please come to this final conclusion. Otherwise, whatever little devotional service we have in our credit will be completely destroyed. And we will be spiritually, we will be bankrupt. You can see the crowds who are moving about here and there. They have lost their own appearance. You can see the difference. Only that unflinching attachment to Prabhupada gives us knowledge, so much abundant knowledge. Everything is here. Super soul is with us. He always suggests us through the heart. We should try to recognize Him and hear Him. That's the only thing. And this is self-realization. Reality is self. He is within. As soon as you realize Him as a super self, everything is being done. And this is how this purport is very clear before us. Then if you decide once for all that I will be guided by Krishna in that way, then there cannot be any lamentation, which we forgot yesterday. The yesterday's verse was insisting on this, that lamentation should not be there. And really, only one type of lamentation should be there, that I have committed this offense. And if it is really sincere lamentation, then you can see Krishna in your heart. Atyapaman radaye, what is it? Atyapaman radaye. Avasitam. In real lamenting heart, He is always seen. And regarding lamentation, one thing we should remember, the outward show of lamentation will not help us. But with the lamentation is on one side, that I am lamenting that I have done this wrong. That is on one side. The other side, the Krishna consciousness must develop. Otherwise, today we lament, tomorrow again we commit the sins. Again we lament, again. This is what becomes a business. Please remember this. You know, in Christianity they go to the church every Sunday, isn't it? And they lament for the sins. But again, on Monday, they're free, they think. Because the constant Krishna consciousness is absent. And once we come to this stage, that our lamentation with Krishna consciousness has thoroughly purified us, then we go ahead to the second verse. And herein, we clearly see that the good things we are attracted to, and good is always Brahmana. The bad is Krupana. The difference between Brahmana and Krupana is that Brahmana, Brahma, there is the word Brahma is there. He is running after Brahma. That is Krishna. That is Brahma. And those who just remember Krishna, the name itself purifies them. It's so very powerful. It is high time now we should realize these things. Since last so many years we are hearing the pages of Bhagavad. But even now this idea doesn't sink in our mind that we have to be attracted to Brahmana, Brahminical culture. And in a very nice verse, Prithu Maharaj says, in fourth canto somewhere, he says that if you want to satisfy the Brahminical culture, then you should have these four things. Please remember these four things. Gunayanam Shiladhanam Kritanyam.
Gunayanam Shiladhanam Kritanyam.
Lovely. Gunayanam
Shiladhanam
Kritanyam.
Vriddhashrayam
Samvrunate
Anusampada.
This is a formula. We all want to have riches and opulence, without exception. We want. We want to have so many facilities. We all hanker after it. That's why day in and day out we are working very hard. But here a very simple formula is given, that how you can obtain anusampada, means the greatest opulence. The whole opulence you can have only by following these four things. And these things should be propagated to the loudest speech, to the ordinary mass, so that they can get anusampada. We also, we follow these things, and that's why from 4 o'clock in the morning, really, we are after him. Why? Who wakes us up? And who forces? And by force, if you come here, what's the use of that? Please, as we are already inside, the responsibility is very great. And those living entities who are outside, they should be requested at least to come for Mangalati on the holidays, on the rest days, maybe Saturday, Sunday or whatever. Those who are in the vicinity now, here, there are so many devotees, they are staying in the vicinity. Please, unless they are practically guided, they will not appear here. They will not come here. And those living entities, those who are very fortunate to be in this premises, it becomes their duty, sincere duty, to go through these things and propagate. Here in this verse, he gives us four things to be followed. The first one is gunayanam. Means we should always be reservoir of good qualities. Do you know reservoir, water reservoir? Water is supplied to all the taps. All the taps are running with the reserve is full. This is a reserve of good qualities is needed. Unless you are a reservoir, how can you pass on these things? And very easy to understand. And how can you be reservoir? Just sincerely chant your rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
easiest way to obtain the desire. Names are so powerful. As I told you yesterday, Prabhupada did not give any lectures before. He went to Tompkins' park and chanted. And the result is, we have so many gurus and GBCs and who are, hippie group is here in front of us. Please. This is Krishna. The obnoxious, hellish life is completely vanishing till we follow him sincerely. As soon as we decide voluntarily to leave him, then again we go puna mujiba, again back to the hellish life. This is the main thing to be understood. This reserve of good qualities appears very difficult, as it, but it's not difficult. It's essential for a healthy condition. Please remember this. Unless you are good, you will never be healthy. The demons, those who disobey, and here Parikshit Maharaj laments that I have disobeyed the injunctions of Shastra and I have disrespected the Brahmana out of my foolishness. And because he has disrespected, he is awaiting some difficulty. But see how the difficulty magnifies. Frankly speaking, his crime was not that serious. What he had done, that he was very angry, upset, because you were thirsty and hungry. So while going out, he found the dead snake, and he took with the stick and garland into the snake. So at the most, what would have the reaction? That somebody may bring 100 snakes and put in his neck. That may be the reaction. But no, as the time goes by, this reaction of the sins multiply many-fold. And end is example in front of Parikshit Maharaj example. Therefore, just garlanding the neck, in the neck of the Rishi, dead snake, he was here to die. And this is our case also. In joking mood, we don't understand these things. But sins are catching us. And that's why the first duty is to give them some medicine, effective medicine. By this, sins must stop. And the medicine is real awakening of the Krishna conscious activities. And that's why Prabhupada was very kind to establish temple communities. Otherwise the Sangha, the association was completely absent. How are you going to... You may read one book in your house. What's about the masses? Where are they going to get the good association? So when Prabhupada was alive, people were asking him, then why don't you open schools and hospitals and this? Why are we opening temples? He said, I am opening the places which will stop the people going to schools or hospitals. This process is guaranteed. Please, don't misunderstand this process. Understand, but don't misunderstand. Please, very sincerely understand this. This process, just to get up early in the morning and some or the other come to this hall, gives us a nice health. You don't come here, then you are deceased. Yeah, maybe we are sick and we feel that, oh, forget about that. This is the first thing we do. I am sick anyway, so nobody can excuse me, nobody can accuse me that you are not coming. No. Sick person must come most to the body life. Because this we don't understand. That's why the sinful activities are going on in our mind. We have restrained our senses for the sinful activities. The mind is still dwelling on it. And because the mind is dwelling on the sinful activities, daily we have the reactions. This secret we don't understand. Then we blame Krishna or Krishna consciousness or the process. We think since last 20 years I'm chanting, I'm coming from Mangalarti, nothing has happened. When your mind is wandering here and there, Standing here, we may think about our guns, our wife, or whatever, our money, or this, our property. Please, please, please. You are lucky to leave everything and just abide by. I am seeing this Rupa Raghunath every 2 years nearly. And he is getting younger and younger. You are not aging, man. What a medicine. You are taking some rejuvenation. This is a living example in front of us. Why can't we do that? We are destroying ourselves by staying here or around here or by with all the knowledge at our disposal and even then getting rotten in the material association. This is the point. Your association must improve and mind is. That's why Bhagavatam insists that reserve good qualities, how can you have? See this. This verse gives you a clear idea how can be very good, how can you get rid of these threefold miseries, you know. What is it? Madashraya katha amrishtaha, madashrayaha. You must take my shelter. Mad ashrayaha. And how do you take my shelter? Katha amrishtaha. My delightful topics must be with you always. Madashrayaha katham rishtaha shrumanti kathayanti cha. Shrunvanti, those who hear. Kathayanti cha, those who speak. And if you follow this simple stage, Madashrayaha, take my shelter, hear my pastimes and speak my pastimes. So your mind is full with my pastimes. And because your mind is full with my pastimes, the result is tapanti vividhas tapa. Tapanti means get miserable. Vividhas tapa means by threefold misery. Now, you don't suffer from the misery. And then the result is mad gata chetasa. Because your completely mind is absorbed in me, and that's why the threefold miseries are absent. Please, this clean your mind and don't worry about anything at all. As it is, we are not in control. The control is Krishna's. Krishna will sort out everything. We should not worry about these things. And as soon as you come to this, then madashraya katham rishtaha shunvanti kathayanti. This is we following. And vividhas tapan tapanti na, then we are not suffering from the threefold misery, or material misery. No. Miseries can't touch you, because your mind is completely full with Krishna Katha. In India, Surdas, you might have heard, one blind man was a very nice devotee, and he was my devotee poet, you know. So, because he was famous all over, because he was blind, he was always singing bhajans, you know. In Nathadwara, have you been to Nathadwara Srinathji? No, in Rajasthan. It goes sometime. Demon, why are not coming to India? When are you coming to India? Come. When? Huh? End of the year. Come. We are opening our temple in December 6th. Come. With a stack of green notes. In our compound, we have Australian dollar currency. No rupees. So, the Surdas was very much engrossed in his bhajans. In the Brahmar Gita, we have in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Brahmar Gita, hardly we have 11 verses about Krishna's praise. You know. But Surdas has written 300 songs on this Brahmar Gita. So, how much realize he should have? In short, what happened? That he didn't worry about anything. But he was always engaged in his bhajans, kirtans, and then darshan cannot be having. But he was always looking to his heart, in the heart. So he was so famous that the king Akbar was there at that time, one Muslim king was there. So he wanted to invite him to his court. So he invited him to his court. And then Akbar told him, please sing bhajans. So Surdas sang many bhajans, you know. So I said, what many bhajans, yes? And as soon as he sang the bhajans, Akbar was very pleased to hear the bhajans. He was a good king, you know, Muslim king he was, but he was on the good side. So then he said, now sing my glories. That is how the kings behave. And he wanted to hear his glory. If I would have been there, I would have sang his glory. But Surdas replied, he said, my mind is completely covered with the Krishna topics. There is no place for anybody else there. And it's a nice bhajan, you know. But this is the purport of him. That because his mind was completely covered with Krishna Katha, he was fearless, completely fearless. Otherwise, Akbar was all powerful. He was emperor, not only king. He could have just killed him. But Surdas was not afraid. He said, my Krishna is there. There is no place for anybody else. To this extent, the mind must be fully covered with Krishna Katha. We should not worry about anything at all. We are supplied everything. We get much more than what we deserve. So please try this. Then what happened that Akbar said, all right, I am very pleased. So now you do one thing, you ask me, I will give you anything you like. So he said, please, king, I am simple, I don't want anything. No, he said, nobody can go empty-handed from my court. You must ask something. He said, no, Akbar, he said, Bashar, king, I have everything. Engaged in budgets, I don't know anything. No, I won't allow you to go until you ask. So what I meant? That this Surdas, he said that you are insisting to ask me something. So I'm asking you this thing, please give me. I said, come on, hurry up, I'll give you whatever you want. So he said, please, king, don't invite me to your court again and break my budgets. But still I am talking to you, I am not with Krishna. This is the reply. If I would have been there, I would ask them one village, a good wife, a proper $1 million or whatever, Australian dollars, they are very nice, you know, nice plastic. We are so very attached. This attachment is useless. That should be learned from this chapter. If this can sink in our mind, even in this age, the things would work out very nicely. Srila Prabhupada had only kartas with him and few books of Bhagavatam. And no acquaintances, no money, nothing at all. And such a big society he could establish in 11 years, 108 temples, managing by him alone, moving like a mad person, roving around the globe. Please see the power of the names, the power of the kartas. What was it? And with all our endeavor, we cannot have one shop, we cannot have one business, not one house. To buy a house, you have to mortgage yourself for 30 years. Just to have one room kitchen. See the place here. And this is not that big. We may have now, Krishna willing, your Blue Mountain Project, we have so much place. Who can do it? It's only names and Brahminical culture, good quality. This is the first requirement. And as soon as you come to this, then we are completely satisfied. Because I am good. And good always satisfies. Good food satisfies, good clothes satisfied, good wife satisfied, good husband satisfied. All good is satisfied. Bad, everything bad doesn't satisfy at all. We have our own experience. Why can't we learn this? Why Bhagavatam has to tell you to be good? It's our experience. See that by good you get everything. And by good you may not get anything, but even then you are satisfied. The satisfaction is needed. And the whole world, morning to night, just I was hearing the cars going on. I thought that it's raining. Not raining with a continuous car. For satisfaction, running. And for satisfaction, we are standing here. Frankly speaking, we are not doing anything at 4 o'clock. But we are doing everything At least we are saved from running like dogs. Otherwise we would have to run the same way. Maybe some big car, you pay road tax and repair it and maintain it, and then go and work like a donkey, come back in the evening without prasad. At 12 o'clock we are hungry, and that time there is nothing to chew. Some get a rotten sandwich is there. I don't know who prepared and what is inside, we don't know. And you just chew, and again some work. But donkey, even donkey doesn't do that. When donkey eats, he eats very calmly. He can resist grass, you know. He doesn't do anything else. We are less than donkeys. Please, as soon as you understand these things, then we are forced by Krishna consciousness to act in a nice way. And humility is there. We don't really hate anybody, we don't like anybody, this is our... His duality is completely absent. Happiness and misery we don't mind, and miseries don't touch really. Because you are fully surcharged by the good qualities of Lord, devotional service. And as soon as you are surcharged, nobody can do it anything. This is the first requirement. Then he says, second, Shila Dhanam. Our capital, our dhan, our wealth, should be Brahminical culture. Shila. Brahminical culture means tapa is there, control is there, austerity is there, control is there, and attachment to Krishna is there. Our tapa and austerities are nonsensical, are not nonsensical. We just get up at, we don't get up at 4 o'clock and run for our bread. No, that is unnecessary austerity. They also have to get up at 4 o'clock. But our 4 o'clock is to devote ourselves to Him. That is how. It is our own capital. Shila Dhanam. And then the third quality is best. We are always following Krita Dnyam. Krita means done. And Nyam means we know. Every living entity does something for us. And we are very humbly grateful to him or her. We are daily eating prasadam. Somebody must be buying guhuga. Somebody must be cooking. And you have pap, 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 guhuga. And we think that is my birthright to eat. No. How much kritadnyam is there? How much grateful we are? Mother and father supplies everything, Rasa. And then he says, mother doesn't know anything. This is not the way. Kritadnyam will help you to obtain the opulence. And the first, we should be kritadnyam to Krishna. That he is supplying all the grains and what not. Water, unlimited water, air. Has he fixed the meters in your nose? Tomorrow you have 2 meters in your nose. How much cubic feet you are drawing? And bill is coming. Krishna doesn't do that. Free of charge, everything is supplied. This is Kritadnyam. Thank you very much, Krishna. And then as soon as we come out of Krishna, then every living entity we are indebted to. Every living entity. And more so to our parents. Please don't neglect your parents, whoever they may be and whatever they may be doing. But respect, if you know at least that these are your parents. And we were in Minneapolis and one boy was getting initiated. So I told him, please invite your parents with sufficient. They have 4 fathers and 4 mothers. Whom do you want? Meaning, he didn't know, the poor fellow didn't know who his father is or mother is. There are so many marriages, inter-league. These, it is very, very easy to understand the Brahma's family in the pages of Bhagavad. But your family, we can't. Anyway, save yourself from this. Whatever happened is happened. But now you at least give. If you have children, Give them real mother and father. Minimum thing we should give. And we claim that I love my children. If you really love, you should be at least giving them the real mother and father, if not anything else. The point is that as soon as we understand the Kritadham with Krishna, we are grateful to Him for all the things He is supplying to us. And the prana also, our own life breath also is coming from Him. So we should be always grateful to Krishna. And then next relationship comes is the mother and father. And then all the devotees. We are in a devotee kingdom. We are very lucky. At least we have done one thing. Then all bad languages have stopped. Otherwise you go to the factory or anywhere else, you cannot hear. And for the whole day, when we hear the bad things, how can you be good? In the evening you are also bad. And because you are frustrated, so you kill the animal and eat it and kill the egg and drink it. And then eventually fed up, so go to the pub and drink the little water. We don't know what we are doing. They are not to be blamed. But the whole society is completely misdirected. This civilization, what is it? We have to create the revolution, Prabhupada says, in this impious, misdirected civilization. And this is our duty. And just teach them how to be grateful. And in direct preaching, please see that who you are preaching. And then find out his own condition. Don't cut him off. Cutting him off will not convince him about the Krishna consciousness. Well, Prabhupada is giving one very nice example that the expert mother, what she does, that she may be busy, the child is small. So she has to take the child to work. So when she goes to the work, she gives the different toys for him to play. And she works in the house. So then she has finished the work, she wants to take the child and go away. But child is engrossed in playing. So what she does, that she starts playing with the child. And child is very elated. Oh, my mother is playing, throws the ball, and mother takes the ball, and mother throws, and he takes the ball. And after some time, she just collects all the toys, keeps them in one corner, picks up the child and go away. And child doesn't cry. This is the technique of preaching. You please see who you are preaching, particularly the Bhartiya families. They have some demigods or something in their mind or culture. Don't cut them off. You have to go along with them for a while. And we may request them that you please chant whatever you are chanting, but chant one round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra also. And slowly we can enter this way. Because we are Kirtanam to them also. But they are at least coming to the temple, putting some Lakshmi in here. You go to them, they receive you. That is their culture, Brahminical culture is there. So whatever you can get from the living entity, you please take it humbly. Only money is not needed. Many times the loving nature is also needed. Every living entity wants the loving nature. So some family may give you loving nature. They may not give you money. Some may give you nice eatables. Some may show you their own demigod altar. Doesn't matter. Just don't cut them. You are a demigod worship. You are nonsense. They kick you out. He says, I am a Hanuman Pujari. And who are you to come here and stop me? But tell them, Hanuman is Lord Ram's duty. You know, right? Please, you also become duty. Just chant this mantra. And one or two visits or three visits, they will see you. That you are very loving, and this is how this Kritadham goes. We are very grateful to the public at large also. If they don't come here, what are we going to do? We 10 people cannot run this temple. Because there is a crowd here, we have so many chances that we may have Lakshmi, we may have people to come. Many times everybody cannot give everything. So please, whatever somebody gives, maybe loving nature or some food or some nice cooking, or they may come here and cook. So please take that. That is Kritadham. We are grateful to everybody. That idea must sink. And as soon as you cultivate these three qualities, there is guna in them, reserve of good qualities, your only wealth is brahminical culture, and then you are grateful everywhere, then comes the fourth quality, vṛddhāśrayam. Vṛddhāśrayam is the base quality. Vṛddha means old people. You should take shelter of the old people. But there are two kinds of old people. One is vayovṛddha, by age they are old, and one is jñānavṛddha, by knowledge they are vṛddha. You may be working in computer science, so I am completely ignorant. So for me you are vṛddha, computer vṛddha. So I must take shelter of him. Otherwise, I will be ignorant regarding the computers. Or somebody, may my disciple comes, and he may give me some nice shloka. I may not know it. So I should not be falsely egoistic, then I am your guru, I don't understand from here. No. Be humble. Learn. That is a nice thing they learn. This is a please. This false ego must be completely forgotten. It is false. Why you are having false things? And as soon as you go to some people to learn, then that is your shelter. And as soon as you have some shelter, then you are completely safe. And these four qualities, if you sincerely follow, samvṛte, you definitely attain anusampada, all opulences. And by your opulences and by your behavior with these four types, prasidhatam, satisfied, brahma kulam, brahmic culture is completely satisfied. And gamauscha, cows, here the cows are given. Please, as it is, we are having 30-40 cows in Sesnam. See how it can increase and save from the slaughter. Cows, really. We should try to do sincerely something about cows. Fortunately, we are here in foreign countries. We are much better off. Please try to do here something or somewhere. Cow protection program is there. Generously held there. In India, economically, the cow protection is not viable at the moment. Grass is very costly. One cow nearly requires 200 rupees per day. And we may get a milk for maybe 30-40 rupees. So they can't maintain. Ordinary men cannot maintain. So we also have plan in Rajkot. And then on the bank of Narmada River, where there is plenty of water, we may have something. But somehow or the other, we should have this burning desire to satisfy the cows also. And cows are completely satisfied with the Brahminical culture. And if the good people are around the cows, even now in Dwarka and Rajkot, the cows can walk freely. They are not afraid. They can sit under a tree very peacefully. Have you seen? You might have seen in India somewhere. Even now, the cows in Saurashtra, they are not afraid that somebody will catch them and kill them. No. They are very peaceful. And the peaceful cow is nice to have a darshan even. They sit under a shade of tree and they graze a bit of grass here and there and they are completely at ease. These are that prani. That cow is a medicine. Cow is a walking hospital for us. You don't require all these synthetic medicines. If you really have the cow milk, here under the name of the protein, we had read some nasty article in USA Today paper in America that they are feeding their own remnants. After killing the cows, the bones are there, so they grind the bones and they feed the cows through the grass or gland or whatever, I don't know. But this in the milk also, what we are eating here, we don't know. At the most, we may prepare milk products and offer them to the Lord. Something will go away. This is the thing. Please try to do this, and then we understand this purport about this. At least come to the good side and have a reservoir of good qualities. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions? Yeah. There was this question regarding one family in Auckland, you know, Padmasambhava's family. So before 11 years he had asked me that I have to work, I have children, how to do and what to do. So that time I had told him that you please, you have to send the children to the public school, because they have to be prepared for the to fit into the society. Everybody cannot just sacrifice their life in the temple. So at that time I had told him that if in the house you must be 100% Krishna conscious. So that since that time, 11 years ago, since then he has a beautiful temple in the sitting room, and he daily has a Mangalarti at 6 a.m. and the boys were forced to do the Mangalarti. Now those boys are very well behaved. They were moving with me around the world. Wherever we went, by seeing those boys performing, other boys were also performing. So many families are performing Mangalartis. So please, let them do whatever they are doing. But at least they can follow this. And very many people can say, Jai, Sri Prabhupada, Jai.
No, that's not right.